KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 53 degrees. We look for cloudy skies with a chance for light rain and some thunder showers. A high around 61, winds east at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In the news this morning, news reports say that new information is expected to be released sometime today with regard to a missing Page County man. According to the Missing Persons Case Network social media post, a silver alert has been canceled for 80-year-old Donald Eugene Gene Ripley as he was found dead. Ripley had been missing since last Thursday morning when he left Uvalde, Texas, and had not been seen since. He was last seen driving a red Chrysler Town & Country minivan. And the license plate for that vehicle was last read by authorities in Denton County, Texas, about 28 hours after he left Uvalde. Texas authorities then issued a silver alert following the initial report of Ripley's disappearance. The Audubon Community School District was recently the benefactor of a generous gift. School officials say 1992 graduate Jeanette LaFoy passed away on April 1st of 2019. In her will, she left her home in Washington State to the district. The home has been sold and the district received a check for $191,000. District officials say while there are no definitive plans for the money at this point, the district administration and board would like to use the money for specific projects that have a direct effect on students and can be credited to Jeanette. The district said it is very appreciative of the generous gift and is committed to using it to make a positive impact. The Alzheimer's Association is inviting Harlan and surrounding area residents to join the fight to end Alzheimer's by participating in the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's tomorrow. Beginning with a live stream at 10 a.m., a drive-by view-only Promise Garden in the Harlan Pioneer Park from 9 until 11 a.m., with the walk commencing anytime on and after September 12th. The Harlan Walk to End Alzheimer's continues, but instead of hosting large gatherings, the Alzheimer's Association is encouraging participants to walk as individuals or in small groups on sidewalks, tracks, and trails in their community and post their walk pictures on social media with the hashtag #WalkToEndAlz, and tag @ALZIowa. Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest event to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. You can do your part by walking on any and every sidewalk, trail, and track in the Harlan area and surrounding communities. It's not too late to register at act.alz.org/Harlan Walk to get the most out of Walk Day and support the fight to end Alzheimer's. You can read more about that in the same story on our news page at kjan.com. Officials at the Karstens 1880 Farmstead, which is located between Minden and Shelby, have announced that the annual potato harvest, or digging, has been postponed due to the recent heavy rainfall. Officials had announced last June that the annual Karstens Farm Days would be postponed until 2021, but at that time the potato harvest was set to go on for this Saturday, September the 12th. However, the weather has forced the event to be delayed until the following Saturday, September 19th. Those who attend Karsten Farm Days know that the soil on the farm grows a large crop of flavorful potatoes each year. The public is invited to come to the farm on September 19th and gather the freshly dug potatoes. Karsten's Board of Directors President Mel Hersey said the farm's gate will be open to the public from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. again on September 19th. Potatoes will be on the ground in a trailer as in the past years. Hersey said the rain has been good to get, but it's too muddy to get into the potato patch right now. We're postponing the potato digging until we're able to take a tractor and potato digger through without getting stuck. The Karsten's Board of Directors is asking that a donation be made to the farm by anyone who gathers potatoes. The donation will be used to help with the maintenance of the farm. And Hersey added, "We've got a bumper crop of potatoes. We welcome all folks to come out and keep a safe distance socially and gather a supply of good spuds." Well, after many weeks and in some areas months of dry weather and varying degrees of drought, Iowa has seen several days of steady rain. Lawns that had turned brown are starting to green up again slowly, and state climatologist Justin Glisson said the rainfall is in the form that is most beneficial.
So if we look at the last 7 days, we've actually had a good majority of those days where we've had measurable rainfall across the state. And it's been this gentle rainfall over hours and over days, the kind of rainfall that soaks in.
While western Iowa has been in the worst shape with the drought, that's the area that's gotten the least rain, while eastern Iowa is being drenched.
Radar indicated 6 to 8 inches in eastern Iowa between Waterloo, Dubuque, and Cedar Rapids. You look at the central part of Iowa, estimates of 2 to 3 inches, and then moving towards the Iowa-Nebraska border, anywhere from 1 to 3 inches.
Here in Atlantic, as of 7 a.m. today, rainfall for the week amounts to 2.89 inches. While plentiful in some areas, he said the rain isn't enough to fully eradicate the drought in Iowa.
In the worst areas of the state, that west central corridor where we're seeing D3 drought, those precipitation deficits go back 6 to 8 months, and they're about 8 to 12 inches. But we have had improvement in eastern Iowa where we've seen those heavier amounts.
The rain should continue, he says, for many areas of the state at least partway into the weekend, with dry weather expected next week. Longer range, Glisson said the rest of the month is likely to be cooler and drier than normal, which would be a benefit for farmers and, of course, for the harvest. And taking a look at the COVID-19 summary for today, the Iowa Department of Public Health says since 10 a.m. Thursday, three more deaths have been attributed to COVID-19, and there were 593 new positive cases of the virus, including one more here in Cass County, for a total of 119. IDPH says there have been 72,549 total positive cases to date, 52,263 recoveries, and 1,208 deaths since the pandemic began. Pre-existing conditions accounted for 842 of the reported deaths, while deaths at long-term care facilities number 646. New positive cases in this area, in addition to the one I mentioned for Cass, include one more each in Adair County and Harrison County with 55 and 158, respectively. Madison County has one more with 176 total, and Shelby County has one more with a total of 230. Four more cases have been reported in Guthrie County for a total of 189, and there are six new COVID-19 positive case test results in Pottawatomie County for a total of 1,743. In our funeral announcements, Elaine Call, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Atlantic Specialty Care. Donuts and coffee will be served today at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut from 1 until 1:30, with the funeral services for Elaine Call at 1:30. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Diane Schulte Taylor, age 69, of Atlantic and formerly of Red Oak, died Sunday. Memorial services for Diane Taylor will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Janice Lauritsen, age 78, of Audubon, died September 5th at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life for Janice Lauritsen will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Judith Carol Nissen, age 84, of Harlan, died Sunday at Elmcrest Assisted Living. Memorial services for Judith Nissen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Catherine Wagner Fitzgerald, age 75, of Stewart, died August 31st. A memorial mass for Catherine Fitzgerald will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Bernice Mundorf, age 98, of Exira, died Monday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Bernice Mundorf will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Verlene Meisenheimer, age 91, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Verlene Meisenheimer will be tomorrow at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. And Daryl Whitehead, age 75, of Audubon, died September 6th. Funeral services for Daryl Whitehead will be on Saturday at 3 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.